I'm Jamin Anderson for KISU, and I'm speaking today with Outdoor Recreation Coordinator Bob Ellis. We'll be talking about the CW Hog 38th Annual Pig Out, but first let's learn a little bit about what CW Hog is and does.
Yeah, our program started in 1981 with Tom Whitaker, who was a student employee, lost his right foot in a car crash one winter, and he came back. He had a coffee can as a prosthetic, and people were denying him adventures. And he thought he wondered how many other people were out there having the same experience.
So Peter Joyce said something to me interesting the other day. You know, a lot of folks think that you guys just go out and have a lot of fun, do some amazing activities, some skiing, whitewater rafting, caving.
We do get to do a lot of fun things.
Uh-huh. But he said something after that that just really, I guess it hit me a little bit emotionally, is that you really take seriously the fact that you're taking someone's child with you and you try to protect them. You have to have the best equipment possible. And so you take your jobs really seriously. And the opportunity that you're providing for a lot of folks, it's something they wouldn't otherwise have.
You know, I always get a lot of folks say, oh, man, you just goof off for a living. But, yeah, we're taking someone's child, someone's parent, someone's disabled child out into the wilderness. And it creates a lot of stress on the folks that are leading the trip. But I don't think any of us would change our life for anything. I know that I wouldn't. You know, we like to joke around and have a good time. Mm-hmm. We do take our jobs very seriously, the safety of our participants seriously. So there's a lot that goes into that with, you know, planning. Mm-hmm. What are the weather conditions? You know, what are river flows? What's happening with those?
We describe an experience of someone who maybe went through most of their life thinking they'd never have an opportunity to ski, but did. What's that like?
Geez, that's a great question. That is exactly why I'm here. I started volunteering with the Adaptive Ski Program. Peter Joyce, he asked me if I wanted to volunteer with the Hogs, and I was like, I have no idea what that means. But I went up and I met a bunch of people with disabilities that I didn't think I had anything in common with, and I never would. And then you get to take these people and have these amazing experiences. You know, if you've ever been to Pebble Creek and you look out on the valley, just the beauty of it itself, that right there is rewarding for them. But then, you know, I've skied with a lot of folks that, you know, I meet them here on campus. I'm like, hey, this is who I am and this is what we do. You're in a wheelchair. Would you like to go skiing? And they're like, well, I can't go skiing. And then, you know, you explain to them, mm-hmm. yes, there's this equipment out there and there's a program out there with some folks that are interested in it. And I've literally got to see it change people's lives. I've skied with some folks that got hooked on it and became lifelong skiers, or some folks who are like, well, that really wasn't for me, but I didn't think I could do that. What else can I do that I didn't think I could do? We've taken folks into some of the wildest places that there are on this entire planet, and that's our goal, is to get people outside. I know what going outside did for me growing up and in my later life, and it's a really powerful tool as opposed to just going out and, you know, being on the river and seeing the river. It does something to people. It changes them in really positive ways.
Now, our main goal today is really to talk about the 38th annual CW Hog Pig Out. It raises funds for a lot of the things that you do throughout the year, correct?
Yes. Yep. It is our largest fundraiser that we do. We put on four different fundraisers, but this is the big one.
All right. So that's going on September 14th. Tell us a little bit about the day's events.
This year, we have a special guest coming to visit us, the Cowboy Ninja from American Ninja Warrior. He's a participant of American Ninja Warrior. He's from Salmon. I'm not totally sure how he heard about the event, but he said he wanted to be part of it. So he's going to come hang out with us and sign autographs, and cool. Who knows what he's going to do. He said he was interested in climbing in the Pocatello Pump that happens the same weekend, too. So by 4 o'clock, we're serving up food. We've got music playing, kids' activities. The National Guard is there with the inflatable obstacle course. Yeah. The craft shop does face painting for kids. And it's really family-friendly, fun event that I haven't looked too hard into it, but I think this is one of Pocatello's longest running events, and that's something that really makes me proud to put this on.
Let's talk about one of the CW Hog goals: educate the community to accept and value people with disabilities.
There's a lot of organizations here in town, and it makes me proud to be one of them. You know, the CW Hog program, the Bannock Civitans, the Kiwanis, they get everybody out and make sure that everybody gets to be part of the activities and spread the word that everybody can, you know, do anything that they want to. So, yeah, one of our mission statements is to educate the community that these things are available, not only for, you know, maybe you have kids with disabilities or a friend or a brother or a sister, or, you know, whatever the situation is, but that we also count on the able-bodied community to make these things happen. They don't just happen without help from everybody.
Yeah. Well, it's an important and valuable thing that you do for the community, you and your staff, and a lot of volunteers from the community and from the campus.
Yeah, more folks than we could ever list.
If someone was interested in volunteering, how would they do that?
There was a number of volunteer opportunities. The Pig Out is a great one. That's the one that I like to encourage folks to get involved with. It's in town. You can give a little bit of time. You can bring your friends and family out. You can meet some of the participants and the volunteers. And that usually sparks an interest in seeing what we do outside of town. And that's where I start to get a lot of folks that are interested in volunteering with the ski program, or they want to go on a whitewater rafting trip to help out, not just to be able to go on an inexpensive rafting trip, but more to help out.
So the CW Hog Pig Out happening September 14th, Lower Ross Park. Dinner is from 4 to 7:30 p.m., and you'll have some live music until 10 p.m. as well.
All of the live music that we've got are local folks from just right here in town, some friends of mine that I've met over the years doing this job, and they're coming out and donating their talents, and should be a great night of local entertainment.
Will our listeners want to get their tickets in advance?
You save a couple of bucks if you get tickets in advance, and we're actually doing wristbands this year. Okay. But you can get those at Barry's Ski and Sports, Ace Hardware, Element Outfitters, and the CW Hog office. They're out there right now.
Thank you. Bob Ellis has been in studio with me. I'm Jamin Anderson for KISU. And again, the 38th annual CW Hog Pig Out, September 14th. Thank you for your time, Bob.
Yeah, thank you.